Blog Talk Radio.
There shall be no more. You have the man that takes you inside what goes on in the world of sports. He's in the dugout. He's in the clubhouse. He's right by the water cooler. He is everywhere you need him to be to let you know what's going on. And also, you listen to the movers and shakers in the world of sports. You are found the right place with the legendary Doc Stanley on Sports Index.
And if I may say that these Sports In-Depth Nation is here. The Sports In-Depth panel is here. I'm Mel Smith Jr. I am here. We're here courtesy of the Trust in God Radio Network. And the straw that serves the drink is indeed here, and that's the incomparable Doc Stanley. Take it away, good doctor.
Never have a day when you enough. You looked around and you was moving, and you was grooving. Guess because you didn't get done.
This is Michael Bellamy of Brooklyn Independent Media, and you're listening to Doc Stanley of Sports in Depth on Blog Talk Radio.
Now, favorite male gospel singer.
Oh, that was a in the Bible.
Crook.
She had been sick. Sick so very long.
Big
but
reach.
She heard my Jesus was passing by. So she joined the gathering throng. And while she was pushing her way through, someone asked her, what are you trying to do? She said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole. She cried, oh, she had no more to spare. The doctors, they done all they could, but their medicine would do no good. When she touched him, the Savior didn't see, but still he turned around and cried, somebody touch me. She said, it was I who just want to touch the hem of your garment. I know I'll be made whole right now. She stood there crying, oh, 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 and oh, 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 Lord. And oh, 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 said if I could just touch the hem of your garment, I know I'll be made whole right now.
Gotta put this picture up here. Good afternoon. This question is brought to you by barbecue sauce. Marketing, we should have that picture here. Get up here, too. He had his yearly affair last week with 200 people. In, partying, celebrating, saluting him. And go ahead. Good job. Barbecue sauce, baby. Sweet barbecue sauce. Got to give you the number. You know what? I have the email address for you. Don't go ahead. Straight up now. Get done now. Doc Stanley Sports Net Blog Talk Radio. Happy 92nd birthday to DK. Don King celebrated his 92nd birthday yesterday. Day before that. No, Thursday. Joshua Campbell, fought the laser, a man who speaks four different languages. And professor and fought the laser in the United States. Celebrate his birthday. 2 days before that, Deborah, one of the new top Dados in Brazil and the Mundo. And to them, we say along with DK, happy birthday. Perfectly than to have a world party on the day you came to be. Hey, people. Get more. Now, then again, Canelo, Charlo, coming up in a couple of months, that's going to be. We got that on the board here. We'll get some information on you. That. Look at some baseball scores for you. Don't move. Here you go. Come on now. Baseball scores coming up right here. Here we go. Baseball scores.
Yesterday, the Phillies lost to the Nationals 4-3. The Red Sox beat the Yankees 6-5. The Giants beat the Braves 4-3.
That's rare for the Braves losing. The other baseball scores for you, too. Let's have some more scores for you. Okay, come on, people. Let's go here with the scores. What's happening here? Twins beat the Pirates 2-0. Blue Jays 10-3 over the Reds. Tigers beat the Guardians 4-1. Giants beat the Braves 4-3. That's rare. Wow, you know, Braves been rocking and rolling, going 100 games again. Mets looking for a five-game winning streak. Still looking for it. Lost 7-3 to the Cardinals. Royals beat the Cubs 4-3. Brewers 6-2 over the Rangers. White Sox 10 runs and a 10-5 win over the Rockies. Orioles continue to rock and roll. They manage the manager year, bar none. 12-1 win yesterday off the Athletics. Nationals beat the Phillies 4-3. I got some other scores here. Wait a minute. We have to have some other scores here along the line. Okay, Diamondbacks over the Padres 8-1. Rays 18-4 over the Angels. That's a football score. Man, 18-4, right? Two touchdowns, a couple of field goals, and but two safeties? My goodness. Wow, that was something, man. Wow. Wow. Mariners over the Astros 10-3. I think the Mariners took two out of three there, too. One game they didn't win. Was Verlander pitched. Astros still, and they're not clicking, you know. They can't seem to get the big guy to stay healthy. You know, he just had that 2 years ago, a great run. And, you know, he's just not there. I mean, when he's there, his presence is felt. And when he's not there, his presence is missed. There felt and not there missed. Doc Sandy, supposed to be a block to greater trust in government network. At the baseball scores for you. Looking at my board, I have some things to want to talk about. But at this time, more Sam Cooke, more gospel. He's so wonderful.
Wonderful. God is so wonderful. He's wonderful. God, he's so wonderful. The Lord is my shepherd, he's my guide. Whatever I need, the Lord will provide. And praise my Lord's name, I know he's so wonderful. My Father, come down and make a way. And oh, I can't help but love God. He's so wonderful. And he's a yes, he is. And I know the man is wonderful. Just he is. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. He's been my the truth. There's no limit to what my Lord can do. And whoa, oh, oh, I love God. He's so
This is Michael Bellamy of Brooklyn Independent Media, and you're listening to Doc Stanley of Sports in Depth on Blog Talk Radio.
Jump into a question. Drew Shipman gave his top 10 plays of all time, his top 10 plays. And he said this redundantly, I believe it, Drew. His top five, Russell Chamberlain, Elgin Baylor, his favorite player, Wes, and Oscar Robertson. He added to his all-time five list Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson, Karl Malone. Okay. Patty Archibald. Who's it? I'm missing somebody here now. Right, it was, and Kareem. That was his other five. Kareem, Magic, Jordan, that's a hell of a backcourt. Archibald and Malone. So you could, you could stick Magic up front. Or Magic, Michael. That's his top ten. Remember me and Steve Sherry were talking about it, and some people were like, wow, you know, one thing was what he hit. Where's Kobe? Where's LeBron? Julius has always said that those first guys are his top five. Those are my first top five in 15, and those are my top five now and forever. In fact, Julius is an avid supporter of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar being the greatest all-around, greatest player of all time. I mean, those numbers, it's remarkable how they don't talk about Kareem like that. More MVPs than Jordan, as many championships as Jordan. Played longer than Jordan, more assists than Jordan, but that's only because Mike missed those two seasons. Unequivocally, a shot that could not be blocked. Yeah. I've always said if he wasn't black, Muslim, and boycotted the 68 Olympics, they would say that. Oh, he's aloof. Yeah, yeah, but who was more aloof than Jordan Magic? The late, great sportscaster Bob Wolf, dear great friend and human being. So, you know, when you went to the ballpark, you never knew what you're going to get. So, I mean, you know, that old bullshit about, well, you know, man, he's a cancer in the clubhouse. How's a guy hitting 347 a cancer in the clubhouse? You know, they try to say that about Barry Bonds. Barry Bonds is the oldest man hit 50 home runs. And I read an article about home runs hit during the tenure of a president. And Babe Ruth hit the most during Woodrow Wilson, other guys. And Barry Bonds hit the most home runs during the time of, I think it was Bill Clinton. Oldest man to hit 50 home runs, oldest man to win a batting title. He's a cancer in the clubhouse. You know what? I've never heard, let's go to the baseball scores today. Phillies 7, Pirates 2, Giants 3, Cubs 1, Clubhouse 4, and Detroit nothing. Well, here's the football game today. Patriots beat the Chiefs 27-10. Rams over the Bears, 13-10. Clubhouse over the Giants. Never heard that. Never heard that. You're going to tell me a guy hitting, I mean, Dow Maxwell has some years, he hit like one something. I don't care how well you play shortstop. If you're hitting one something, you ain't bringing shit to the team. You know, I saw a great play there, Ozzie. Ozzie Smith was just remarkable. Every time I saw Ozzie, he's breaking in another glove. Breaking in another glove. You would think the greatest defensive shortstop of all time would have a glove he'd hold 2-3 years. Every time I saw, and by the grace of God, of course, all great income, I have one. He gave me one. Game used glove, too. Promised me a glove. And said, Dad, you know, they stole that glove. But you know what? He meant you can have it. You can have it, you know. So I got it. Something I keep, you know, sometimes you got to hold on to that. I've got a couple of pictures here. One autographed by Joe DiMaggio, you know, Man, Pelé. Yeah, there's just some things you can't let go.
Hi, I'm Larry Hardesty from ESPN New York 98.7 FM. You're listening to Sports In Depth with the legendary Doc Stanley. Before him there was none, after him there shall be no more. You have the man that takes you inside what goes on in the world of sports. He's in the dugout. He's in the clubhouse. He's right by the water cooler. He is everywhere you need him to be to let you know what's going on. And also, you listen to the movers and shakers in the world of sports. You are found the right place with the legendary Doc Stanley on Sports In Depth.
I stand exposing up a lot of talk radio, Christian Government Network. I started the show here looking for a couple of entries, but hey, let's do something. Jose Altuve, 2,000 hits. 1,000 away from the 3,000 hit club. The best second base in baseball now, without question. Hall of Famer. We were looking at guys, lifetime three-handed hitters. We did the other day with Jump Shot. I think Altuve is one of the three guys that are left. That are in baseball today. Lifetime 300 hitters. They said Tony Gwynn, if he went 0 for 1,000, he would still hit 300 lifetime. Against Jose, no, against John Smoltz, Tom Glavine, Greg Maddux, and Pedro Martinez, he struck out a combined title 12 times against all of them. 12 times. Those guys got 3,000 strikeouts, right? 3,000, 4,000 strikeouts. Okay? He struck out 12 times against them a lifetime. Give it a little bit. I remember I smile when you think of certain people and, you know, the moments in your life you were blessed to spend with them. I remember how happy Tony was about winning the Gold Glove. You know, a guy to the press conference, you tell, hey, well, you're invited. And in those days, you know, you went down and ties. I just remember sitting there, hey, man, he came away. He was glad to see somebody that he knew and blood and just how elated he was that people saw him as a complete ball player, not just the greatest hitter of his time, one of the greatest of all time, 331 lifetime batting average, same as Rod Carew, 6 points higher than Joe DiMaggio. Shucks, man, he's 20-something higher than Willie Mays and Hank Aaron, 30-something higher than Mickey Mantle. Yeah, Tony Gwynn, I remember he gave me one of his bats. I got another one. Ricky got one for me when he went out to got traded to the Padres. No, but he's still with the Mets, yeah. Great Tony Gwynn. Always very nice to me. Always had time for an autograph. Remember one time he said, hey, we'll talk tomorrow. We sat down. 95. A disappointing year because Tony's going to hit 400. Barry Bonds is going to do 40-40. Ken Griffey Jr., Matt Williams, and the Big Hurt. Frank Thomas got all his 60 home runs. In fact, I asked Verlander, why did he win number 35? He said, because of the Big Hurt. I said, what? He said, the Big Hurt. One of the great pitchers of all, Hall of Famer. There are only 14 guys that get 250 wins or more. Three-time Cy Young Award winner, MVP. I thought he was undeserving of that. But twice a World Series winner. Yep. Doc Stanley's supposed to be a block. Talk real quick. Go ahead. Not going to be here too long, but I'm going to play some music. A song my mother taught me as a kid. Kurt Whelan plays it. Thank you.
This is Michael Bellamy of Brooklyn Independent Media, and you're listening to Doc Stanley of Sports in Depth on Blog Talk Radio.
No, it's not your imagination. Sports in Depth late night. Admire. Hodge. And the reason we have Big Elliott for the Patriots. The picture of Ernie Banks and McCarron. Right there, you had a 3-year run. Those guys won MVP. Aaron won in 57, Banks in 58, 59. Jackie Robinson is an Alcalide's first black player to win the batting title. 59. Talk about Jerry Servin earlier, him and the Pearl. They said the Pearl did on ground and in the air. Top 10. Top 5. Female Doja Ball, Magic Johnson, Michael Jordan, Paul Malone, and Nate Tanny Archer. Only man to lead the league in scoring and assists in the same league. From the Bronx, baby. From the Bia Zonx. I miss O'Leary, man. Crawford, big parade celebrating his win. Trust in God with all your heart. Dr. King, I suppose the system of urgent question is, what are you doing for this? Stanley Sports in the Block Talk Radio Trust and Garden Network. We made it closing on out for you. Last number one hit across the board. R&B, cool and rock and roll. Eddie Kendricks led it. Imagination.
And if I may say that the Sports in Depth Nation is here. The Sports in Depth panel is here. I'm Mel Smith Jr. I am here. We're here courtesy of the Trust in God Radio Network. And the straw that serves the drink is indeed here, and that's the incomparable Doc Stanley. Take it away, good doctor.
You know, you really move. Kind of. I remember one of the guys that worked with Kasurian, he said, you know what? I always get a good camera. I kind of want to get it in the ground where you can get something where you can videos and see loved ones. None of the money. Running used to be. Eric Cooney. Heard this with my brother and his all over town and just to see what I could find. Maybe closing theme for the show. Doc Stanley Sports Net Block Talk Radio. Every now and then Spain wins the World Cup over England for the ladies. America lost a that's 2 years. Yankees both lose. Jose Altuve, 2,000 hits. To tell myself that it was just a game. The King turns 92. Ashura, never combined, don't come to 90. Special people too, like DK. DK, happy birthday. Nobody's done the things in boxing. EK. William, good year to you. DK, what can I say? Come on, DK. I love you in every way. I'm Stanley, supposed to have Block Talk Radio. Garden Network. DK. Ashua. Deborah. Happy birthday. Ooh, actually, we had also. Mama.
Patrick Ewing.
Yeah.
But Lord Soybean Brown. So was named after him, my kid's first cotton love. My turquoise. Almost so that my daughter's turquoise is spelled differently. The great time with my goddaughter. My daughter yesterday. Got her. Got in the world. And a lot. Here was came out on Belmore. Great time. You know, it was worth every dime. I stand this person at Block Talk Radio, Trust the Government Network, Larry Hardesty. You should do something with Marvin real quick, okay? Let me take a quick time.
I'm not hesitating, no. As soon as work is done, yeah. Fast as my leg can carry me, yeah.
Marvin, come on here, baby.
I just want to ask a question. Who really cares? Save a world in despair. Who really cares? There'll come a time.
There'll come a time
when the world won't be singing.
When the world won't be singing.
Flowers won't grow.
Flowers won't grow, no.
Bells won't be ringing.
No, bells won't be ringing.
Who really cares?
Who really cares?
Who's willing to try?
Who is willing to try?
Hi, I'm Larry Hardesty from ESPN New York 98.7 FM. Did you enjoy the show? It was outstanding, but I expect that from the legendary Doc Stanley. Nothing less than the best. As he always says to me, and it's my favorite saying from him, live your life today as if you have to stand before God tomorrow. Words to live by. Ladies and gentlemen, have a great night, and we'll see you next time on Sports In Depth with the legendary Doc Stanley.
Did you enjoy the show? I just can't believe that I didn't do the things that I set out to do today. All right, let's close it out. Doc Stanley and our closing credits. Sports In Depth. Sports In Depth. And his Sports In Depth is an informative educational talk, a look at the world of sports on this his renowned and legendary award-winning radio show, Sports In Depth. A version from both a daily perspective, historical, bringing also both an in-depth look, perspective, and only, not only sports of our times, but two of the players, performers, and events of now and yesterday. He strategy of sports from an intellectual perspective. It's because as it takes raw God-given talent and conditioning, who takes a God-blessed mind fueled with passion, determination, and intellect to the competitive and accomplishing. In depth knowledge and diverse intellect of Doc's iconic posse delivers to the world in depth. Thanks for joining us once again where we always rope the rumors, hog-tying last of issues, and the truth. So wishes and prayers, please, for my big little brother James Jr. coming up his last week trip operation. Birthday greetings to Don King, 92 yesterday. Also in Brazil, para Deborah and Joshua. Tease them, but don't please them. I believe the bullshit, or part of the bullshit, or the cause of the bullshit. He makes it all bullshit. Step on or step off. What wasn't done then can't be made up now. Possibly not ever. And what you're now going to do can often make up for what you should have already done. On time. Doc Stanley's words of wit, wisdom, and truth, a.k.a. here's the easy words of wealth. Doc Stanley, hosted at Blog Talk Radio, Trust in God Network. Thanks for being with us. Out of my heart, all trust in God. And with that, John Coltrane will lead us into... closing prayer. Mike Bellamy tells you where you're at, though. Mike, come on now, baby.
This is Michael Bellamy of Brooklyn Independent Media, and you're listening to Doc Stanley of Sports in Depth on Blog Talk Radio.
John Coltrane leads us out in prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for another day. Last night's laying down, this morning getting up. Thank you for the joy and the sorrow, letting us see today and tomorrow. Only that your way be our way. Your darling son. Amen. Once again, we've got to close it the only way we can. Greatest history. New York City Radio. Some ESPN's iconic legendary, Larry Hardesty.
Hi, I'm Larry Hardesty from ESPN New York 98.7 FM. Did you enjoy the show? It was outstanding. But I expect that from the legendary Doc Stanley. Nothing less than the best. As he always says to me, and it's my favorite saying from him, live your life today as if you have to stand before God tomorrow. Words to live by. Ladies and gentlemen, have a great night. And we'll see you next time on Sports in Depth with the legendary Doc Stanley.
I was watching a movie. Friday, it was Friday and Saturday, about Pelé. You know, movies have some inaccuracies, but what I was taken back by was the closing of the movie and hearing him talk after meeting him and being around him some time. It's a great closing. Oh, Brazil brought the beautiful game concept into playing football. Let's listen to the closing of this show.
Bom dia, Stan. É porque eu mudei de número?
No, that's not it.
E sei lá, eu...
Brazil rejoicing at winning the World Cup after losing it so bitterly 8 years prior and getting knocked out in the quarterfinals 4 years later.
1958, did Brazil won our first World Cup. When the final whistle blew, I spent it right there on the field. When I finally opened my eyes, everything felt like a dream. It had only been 18 months since I first left home, but it felt like years. My mother and father came out to meet me, and Dad reminded me of the promise I made 8 years earlier. But I'll never forget 1958, the year I became Pelé. Our jingle style became known as the beautiful game, and the Brazilians everywhere came to see. It was our defense that made us beautiful.
In 1961, Brazil's president was declared Pelé's national champion. The 17 remains only terrible to score and win the World Cup at 17. Pelé's in Brazil wanted to win 1962 and 1970 World Cups. Pelé's only player in history to win three World Cups. Holds the record for most career goals with 1,283. One record Pelé never beat was heading five goals in one game, a record held by his father, Domingo de Nascimento. Pelé was named after the century by the International Athletic Committee.
Since the 1950 World Cup, Pelé's jingle style has become the most celebrated playing style worldwide.
Just really enjoyed the movie. And I've seen documentaries, and it was funny then. He had a cameo role in the movie. Only man to win three World Cups. We're going to put him on the last World Cup that he won. The coach had some ideas of having Pelé come off the bench, and there's a lot of uproar by the politicians and stuff, and he said, you know, they run the country, I run the team. But they showed him that in running the country, you can run the team. They fired him, and the rest, they say, is history. Pelé scored the 100th goal in Brazilian history. I remember so vividly, last time I saw my buddy, looked around at me and just stuck his hand out and shook it. Didn't know it'd be the last time I see him. You never know. Doc Stanley, Sports Net, Blog Talk Radio, on the Trust and Guardian Network, a Brazilian commercial, before we go.
A Rádio Pajeú é o mundo todo. Fala, Stanley, direto dos Estados Unidos.
Meu nome é Doc Stanley.
Meu nome é Doc Stanley.
E eu moro em Nova York.
Eu moro em Nova York.
Nos Estados Unidos.
Nos Estados Unidos.
E estou ouvindo Radio Web Pajeú.
Estou ouvindo a Rádio Web Pajeú.
Um abraço.
Um abraço.
Hugs. God bless you.
Deus abençoe você.
Eita, menino, quer dizer que agora é internacional, é?
Yes. Ué.
Stanley Sports Net, Blog Talk Radio, Trust and Guardian Network. Knicks and Mets lose. Spain wins the World Cup. Hugo Elliott is going to the Patriots. Mets lose their next to last preseason game yesterday out at the Meadowlands. Nice this week in the Snoopy Bowl. Understand and fear, so we must put
everybody else. Accidentally sports the Block Talk Radio, the Trust and Gov Network. Go and hear the show. Any late night callers. Oh.
So we must put our trust in God. Even though sometimes the load